Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, August 6th, about 2.5 hours into the equity market open. And it is just myself today, so we're just going to go ahead and dive right on in. Looking back over the last 5 trading days, we've seen the market really make a rally due to the oil coming down. We're going to get into that in a second here. But the S&P up 3.5, Dow's up 3.5, NASDAQ's up 5, and the Russell's up 2.5 over the last 5 trading days. So as you can see, a lot of growth happening in the overall index to market right now. Some of that having to do with the earnings that came over the last couple of weeks. The last couple of weeks were the highly weighted earnings. So the Microsofts, the Apples, the Amazons, basically everyone not named Nvidia in the top 10 came out with their earnings. A lot of them did really well. A few didn't, like Meta, who didn't meet their earnings and or extending their capital expenditures for their AI build out. And Nvidia's will be, I think, at the end of the month. They're typically the last one during earnings season to display their earnings. That's one reason. The other reason is oil. Oil, 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 the thing we've been talking about for a few weeks now, and in fact, a few months actually. Oil is down almost 8% over the last 5 trading days. Now, this has to do with some ceasefire, some Strait of Hormuz opening, you know, kind of the thing we've been seeing over the last few months. We see oil kind of make a run, oil come back down, oil make a run, oil comes back down. And during those weeks where the oil comes back down, we are seeing these market rallies. Now, with the market rallies, because of oil coming down, because of good earnings, and we didn't have any sort of inflationary data points coming through over the last week, it didn't really have, the market did not really have a something to keep it down, to keep it squashed, which is why you're seeing these runs that we saw this week. Now, next week, we do have CPI coming through, so there will be some sort of measurement stick for the market to go against and see where is inflationary data at. That'll change the probabilities of rate hikes or rate cuts or keeping it the same. That'll shift, as well as, as we all know, we're keeping very fluid with the conflict happening in Iran, with the oil prices down this week, could be up next week. That's something we keep our eye on a week-to-week basis, which is a good tell of what is going to be happening inside the market. Now, we will go ahead and jump right on into Carl's Corner here this morning. I wanted to take a look at the September probabilities. So about 2 weeks ago, it was starting to shift towards the probability of having a rate hike in September. Now, we've been talking about how there won't be a September rate hike, and it looks like that's staying firm. It looks like it'll be either October or December for their quarter basis point rate hike. The September now is shifted almost 20% from rate hike down to keeping it the same because of the oil and the lack of the inflationary numbers. As you can see, these numbers, they move a lot. We talk about that. Probabilities shift a great amount depending on what happens on a week-to-week basis, because that's exactly how the Fed looks at it. The Fed looks at it. Okay, CPI comes out. Here's the probabilities. PCE comes out. Here's the probabilities. PPI, here we go. And unemployment rate. So those are kind of the 4 key measurements they look at. And oil touches all of them, which is why we harp so much on oil prices. The fact they go up and they go down, and then that has the direct correlation with these probabilities. So right now, no rate cut anticipated for September unless the next week's CPI numbers come in very hot. Anything under 4%, we should be good. Anything under 3.5% will be fantastic. That should push it almost to December automatically. That's something we are very much keeping our eyes on. And speaking of that, one of the things that Scott and I have really been harping on a lot lately, especially on these podcasts, is looking and doing the investment committees, keep being able to sit and shift depending on what's been happening in the market. And this past week has been exactly something like that. Over the past week, when we had our meetings and our sit downs and we're looking at the market, looking at the probabilities, looking at the macroeconomics at play, what the seasonals are, we have generated 2 or 3 different scenarios that we can take the portfolios. And that's something that we're getting actively excited about, because one thing we do know is that something's going to come down the pipeline, whether it's going to be oil prices come back up, inflation comes in higher, rate hikes happen, rates stay the same. Something is happening. Even if nothing changes, that is something. And that is something that Scott and I are preparing for as we come down towards the end, the latter half of the year. Because one of the things that we do look at are the seasonal trends. And one of the more telling seasonal trends, one of the more predictable seasonal trends is October typically does not do very well in the market, does not perform very well in the market. Neither does the latter half of September. Right now, what we're seeing is a lack of volume due to the fact that there's not a lot of trading that happens during the summertime, what Scott and I used to refer to as a summer doldrum. That just not a lot of volume is going back and forth. September, that volume really picks up, and we get to see that the shift in the institutions on where they project as well. And what they'll do in September and October is they do a lot of rebalancing to be able to get that shift to be towards the quarter four, as well as being able to take advantage of the early parts of the following year. And that always happens around September, October, which is why October typically doesn't do very well. Now, we are also doing the same thing with our portfolios. We're looking at what's the best shift that we can make for September, October to really kind of take advantage of that. Is there something we need to do? How much do we need to do it? Or how are our portfolios positioned that way? That's just a little peek behind the curtain of what kind of we've been over the last few weeks, Scott and I, on these investment committees, what we've been looking at, and something we're getting actively excited about because we do kind of see things happening sooner rather than later when it comes to something. And we're trying to make sure our portfolios are going to be positioned to best take advantage of that moving forward. Other than that, like I said, not a whole lot happened over the last week when it comes to reporting, but we did have a really good market week. So hopefully we can continue that through the next few weeks. And hopefully we have a really good CPI print next week. And if you think anyone might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app, the Podbean Radio app, and we're going to look forward to doing this again next week.